All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, second hour of the American Awakening. Sherry, are you still with me?
Yeah.
Yay, okay. Riding shotgun with me. Great. How about George? George, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Tell you what, folks, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm sure Sherry would be as interested as I am to get your input on this, well, this very short interview with Judge Napolitano and the interesting individuals who wrote the reviews on the back of his book. Okay, George, anything else for us?
Yeah, I just wanted one more thing. I'm just glad you put the judge on the spot a little bit. But, you know, the thing is, about like a year ago, they had me accused of being a flag burner because I took one of those these yellow fringe flags and I was burning it. And somebody caught it on tape and tried saying I was a flag burner, and I was not a patriot. I said, no, I was burning the yellow fringed flag. I said, which is not, by law, a flag. It's a flag of occupation. You know those yellow fringe flags you see in the courtrooms?
Oh, yes, that's maritime, right.
And the thing is that by Florida law, by U.S. law, they're not legal. They're not legal flags. They're not supposed to be yellow fringe on it.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Title IV flag of peace is what we're supposed to be using. Looks nothing like that.
No.
Right. And, well, we're neck deep in it, aren't we, George?
Yeah, I think I'll just bring it into the courtroom and say, "Remove that flag. Here's the U.S. code."
All right, thanks for the input, and I appreciate it. And again, I apologize to you for not getting to your question, George, but boy, I mean, I was really pressed for time with the guy. Okay, let's go to Barbara Hartwell in New York. Barbara, you're on with Sherry Jackson and Michael Herzog. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello. Good afternoon, Michael and Sherry. I just wanted to tell you, number one, that I'm really enjoying the show today.
Thank you.
And also, I listen on a regular basis as often as I can. And what I wanted to mention, just a couple things here, is that on one of the previous shows that you had, Michael, you were speaking about the common law and
right.
a piece of information or a document that you had got hold of. I have something else I can recommend to the listeners, which is excellent. It's called Sui Juris, The Truth in the Record.
Okay, and now that's
S-U-I-J-U-R-I-S.
Mm-hmm.
Sui Juris, The Truth in the Record. It's a process for the people to access the courts, and it's by Pamela and Will Gaston.
Pamela and Will. I'm writing this down. Pamela
okay.
and Will Gaston. Okay.
And you can just look that up on a Google search and find out. But anyway, as for myself, I've been a target of political persecution by the U.S. government for many, many years. I'm ex-CIA, and I've been putting out a tremendous amount of information over a period of years, and I can totally relate to a lot of the things that Sherry is saying and what she has gone through. It's just atrocious what they're doing to anybody who would stand up for individual liberty in this country.
Well, right, and Sherry will agree with me. I mean, Sherry and I are kind of going down the same path on our research, and you know, these people are, with this S-1959 and all this draconian legislation that they've implemented, plus tying in, you know, architects for 9/11 truth. Did you notice you got a little edgy when I brought that
yeah.
subject up?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the facts are the facts. And the fact says that, you know, this gentleman, I'll have him on my show Friday, Richard Gage, is nothing more than a professional. He's a professional. He's got credentials. He's asking very mm-hmm. pointed, very logical questions. And instead of, you know, answering his questions, they want to target him as a terrorist. And folks, it's not just tied to 9/11. If you're an anti-war activist, if you want to bring the troops home, and this is why they're asking, they're posing these pointed questions, Barbara, and I know you know, being former CIA, they're posing these questions to Ron Paul.
Yes.
You know, do you feel 9/11 was an inside job? What, at this particular point in time, it doesn't matter. What
okay,
matters
Michael,
is we,
can I just... May I hang on till after the break? I have some other points that are really crucial here.
You are absolutely welcome to hang on till after the break, and I'd like to get your information, your contact information off the air, too, Barbara, if you don't mind. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with us. This is a great show today. Got all kinds of good people calling in. Be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, folks, we're back, and none of us are back, and phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and I never thought my show would draw this kind of a crowd. I got a judge on the line, I got a CIA agent, I got an IRS agent, I got all the bureaucracies all combined on my show.
we're no longer involved.
Well, I know, but I mean, isn't it interesting when all of us from all of our professional backgrounds and capacities can step up to the plate with a critical mind and say, you know what, there's something really, really wrong going on here.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, Barbara, go ahead, continue.
What I wanted to mention, and I believe that Sherry could probably relate to this at least to some degree, is that all this targeting that's going on, which has now been institutionalized, the targeting has become institutionalized and codified under so-called color of law, such as that people can now be openly persecuted, have their rights, God-given rights violated, individual liberties violated. All this was going on many, many years in so-called secret, you know, a shadow government type of operation against any person, such as myself, who was inside and needed to get out for the same reason I'm sure Sherry wanted to get out, because you saw the corruption, you saw what you were involved in, and you knew that it was just plain wrong.
But then they gang up on you and make a mockery of you, and some people, you know, I'm not certain that people aren't going to start disappearing in the middle of the night. This is getting crazy.
Oh, it's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, some of the things that were done to me were very sort of melodramatic even. I mean, I had my battles with government agents. It was all, they're such cowards.
is the thing that I want to convey. They're so fearful. They're cowards. They'll approach you in a secret way. They'll send a little conduit to you. They won't confront you. And so I had them threatening me back in, I'd say it was like the late 90s, and before 2001 this was too. I had them threatening me for information I was putting out, and because I was urging military and intelligence people to defend the Constitution. And so I had the FBI, Division 5 of the FBI, out of Denver, Colorado, the so-called Anti-Terrorism Task Force. I had them sending people to me, threatening me, saying, we're going to bring the roof down on Barbara Hartwell if she doesn't get rid of that website, and she's creating a whole, stirring up a whole mess of trouble for us over here. And my basic response to these people was, look, are you a man? If you're a man, if you're men, why don't you deal with me directly? Why don't you confront me directly, and I'll talk to you, but you don't make a threat to me.
Roaches don't come out in the open. They come out at night.
Well, you know what, though, guys, or ladies? I'll tell you this, all right? From my perspective, yes, that is the actions of these people because they are cowards, but they're paranoid. Okay, they think that everybody thinks like they think, and they're paranoid because of all of the atrocities and all of the lies that they've told, and they protect themselves to keep from being found out, and they persecute or prosecute or disappear anybody who you know, rips away the curtain, if you will. And I want to ask both of you, and I'm very honored to have both of you on my show today. The lines are lighting up here. Barbara, I want to invite you to stay on for a few minutes because I've got another talk show host that's going to be calling in here shortly. And he has a question for both of you guys. But while we do that, I want to keep you both on the line and go to Lee from Indiana. Lee, you're on with Barbara, Sherry, and Michael. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Hi-tech, 47460 at bluemarble.net. Barbara, I'm going to talk to you very civilly about you attacking me, Larry Lee Lawson.
Oh, Larry Lawson.
Yeah, that she calls Division 5 and that her buddy Stu Webb said that I was involved with biochemical weapons crap down in Crawford, Florida, and all this crap that these people have dug out.
Excuse me, Lee, but can we air our dirty laundry on somebody else's show?
Well, I'm sorry. I thought she wanted people to go direct and ask her questions head to head. Can I ask her this? Can I ask her why she and Stu came out in April of 2003 and said they filed a court case against Bush, and yet I pointed out to others they could call the Colorado court clerk's office and find out that nothing was filed, and yet these people were soliciting money for it. Why would she commit fraud like that, as well as, you know, lie about hundreds and thousands of other things? You've never addressed that, Barbara. Why?
Michael, are you there?
I'm here.
Guess what? I want to say one thing here. I have actually challenged Larry Lawson to a public debate, on air.
Do it now, Barbara.
Excuse me, Lee,
but you know what? I don't know anything about this, and with all due respect to you, sir, you know, this is my show, and I really, as I said before, you guys can air your dirty laundry in some other venue, okay? So thanks a lot for the call.
Michael. I agree.
We'll see. Go ahead.
Michael, you know what? I don't really want to address this except for to say that I did challenge Larry Lawson to a public debate right out in the open quite a few years ago, and I said, please, why don't you? He had been putting out all this disinformation about me, calling me. He says I'm CIA, as they all do, Michael. That's one of the ways that they run this operation. In other words, because I'm telling the truth and exposing information, the only way they can get people to hate me is to say, well, she's a CIA narc, you know, she's a CIA disinfo agent. And if God is my witness, that is not true.
Did you not just mention to me that you were former CIA?
Yes, I am.
But
okay.
See, Michael, what she's talking about has happened to me, too. People are telling other people that I'm still within the IRS. Don't believe her. Don't trust her. She's still an IRS agent.
Yep.
I think that's what Barbara's saying.
Exactly, Sherry. Yeah. And this has been going on for many, many years. Actually, I've been banned from a lot of talk shows and blacklisted from all kinds of things because this is the only thing. They're so pathetic. This is the only thing that they can really come up with to try to discredit me. And they have never succeeded to discredit me because I'm telling the truth. I stand
for
liberty.
Well, may I ask, Barbara,
yes.
who are they? I mean, who is Lee? I don't know who he is.
I don't think, Michael, you know what? I think it's a waste of airtime to get into Larry Lawson. on this program. I think you can ask John Stadtmiller. I think he knows something about, because he's always libeling and slandering John Stadtmiller as well.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
This question has been posed to me, and I'm trying to be a solutions-oriented type person. Why is it that with all of the things that are going on in the country and all the different groups and people that are upset, why is it that we can't seem to get together and pool our efforts and pool our resources and get something positive done?
Can I answer that question?
Yeah.
Sherry, I believe a lot of it has to do with the COINTELPRO operations. You know, a COINTELPRO, it was started in 1956 by the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover. And it's basically a counterintelligence program, and part of that program is spreading disinformation, infiltrating patriot groups and whistleblower groups and people like that, patriots, anybody, conspiracy, anyone who's trying to expose a conspiracy. And there's a number of things that they use. One is divide and conquer, the old Machiavellian, you know, divide and conquer operation. And the other one is to spread disinformation, lies, spread lies, libel and slander campaigns, that's a big one. And when you're targeted, which we all are here, everybody on this line right now has been targeted, what they do is that they send these people out, okay, these disinformation provocateur, agent provocateurs, and they infiltrate all over the place. Every group has them. I have never heard of one that doesn't.
And what did you call it?
COINTELPRO.
COINTEL?
COINTELPRO. See, I'll give you the spelling.
COINTELPRO.
COINTELPRO. And if actually, if you go to my website, I have a bunch of information on that. It's BarbaraHartwellBlogspot.com.
Do you know of a way that we could actually stop that? Because without giving up too much information, mm-hmm. I do know that the groups that I'm a part of, we have those people within the groups. And, you know, me being trained as an IRS agent, I'm pretty good at spotting.
Well, yes, I'll tell you something. You can't stop them, Sherry. I hate to sound negative. You can't stop them. All you can do is expose them.
Okay.
All right? And you can expose them, and I think it's very important. See, that's one of the reasons that I've been attacked so often is because I have exposed them, mm-hmm. including this fellow Larry Lawson. I have exposed this person. He came out of the woodwork. Let me say it this way. In 2001, he and a bunch of his little cronies around 2001 just came out of the woodwork. I never heard of any of these people. And I went public in probably 1996. I got out of CIA in 94. I was 25 years, 1969 to 1994.
Wow.
And immediately, as soon as I went out public to become a whistleblower, these people all swarmed out of the woodwork, and I was reading all these things about myself, and I was actually, they were laughable. I was saying, where did this come from, you know? And you can't stop them.
So does anybody have any suggestions as to how? Because I think we are continuing to preach to the choir. Outside of a few things that we can do, like pass out movies, we're not making a big enough impact. So I was trying to, you know, I know there are people out there and groups out there that are starting it that, you know, they sound promising and then they start falling apart because I think the leaders of these groups unfortunately get approached by those.
And then they get approached or they were put there to begin with. You know, and I agree with you, Sherry. I sort of over the years have become almost a total recluse. I mean, right now I'm talking to you from a safe house, actually. I live in Maine normally, and I had to leave my home for a few months. I'm talking to you from a safe house in New York State because of these people. Mm. So, but what I normally do in terms of getting things out to people, I totally agree with you. I take Freedom to Fascism. I go around to stores in a neighborhood where I go and people that I meet, and I hand out copies, Freedom to Fascism, and they're like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding. And I said, believe me, it's no joke.
Okay, ladies, I'm going to have to stop you here. We've got to go to a break. And then when we get back from the break, I got a couple callers on the line. I'm going to bring up a host. the subs for me. He has a question for Sherry. We'll be back in three, and I'll bring on Tim Wingate, and then I'll go to Bill in Idaho. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Folks, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my, she's riding shotgun with me today, Sherry Jackson, and we've got Barbara, former CIA agent that called in from New York, and I got Tim Wingate, my covered wagon driver for me every once in a while when I leave town, it's up, wants to ask a question. So, Tim, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Michael. Great
Go
show
Go ahead, pose
today.
Your question, my friend.
Well, it's kind of a combination. It goes to Barbara and to Sherry. You've both expressed and pointed out the facts that the usual way of changing things in this country are to of no avail, either through the counterintelligence program or through the fact that the laws are not enforced or the meanings of the laws are completely changed. What do you suggest that we do to change things? Is it time for a stepped-up resistance?
Yes.
And Barbara?
Oh, no, absolutely. I think the problem for me, and I'm just speaking for myself here, is that I've been so beaten down over the years because I've been in this for so many years. I'm talking about the resistance. And I have literally, they have destroyed, I'm talking about rat bastards from the government, if I may use that terminology. They have destroyed my entire life. Except for they have never destroyed my spirit, you know. But the point is that when you lose everything, I mean material things, I've lost, they've destroyed vehicles, they've destroyed seven vehicles, seven computers since 1994, and much, much more. They've destroyed all my relationships with people, personal family relationships, just because of doing what I'm doing. So I totally agree with Sherry that people have to start making sacrifices. I mean, I'm sacrificed out at this point. I'm barely hanging on, literally hanging on. So, but people do have to start thinking about what is actually taking place here, that this country is literally being destroyed. It's going to hell in a handcart. And, it's just, it's not something that I could sit back and just watch. I've never sat back and watched it. But we need new blood in here. We need people who are going to not just wake up. If they haven't woken up by now, I don't know, but they need to step forward and actually do something.
Well, I agree. Timmy, what else you got?
Well, I have a
feeling that you would pose that sort of a question.
Yeah, you always do.
I can count on you for that. Yes,
absolutely, because I'm like Sherry. I'm solutions oriented, and through my years of study and watching social phenomenon and studying social groups, we're at the point where we don't have a tipping point yet. Some kind of event may cause something to happen, a tipping point. The question is, which way will the social group, the majority group, go? Will they go and run in fear toward big government, or will they recognize big government for the monster it is and attack? This is where we are at this point, and my suggestion is that it's time to start encouraging young people who have the wherewithal and the ability to do so. And encouraging, I mean, also by maybe giving them information, pointing them in the right direction, maybe even supporting them to some degree, to consider previous attempts to change government in the past, and consider the outlaw hero or the hero vigilante mode maybe along the lines of leaderless resistance, because if you have counterintelligence programs that are infiltrating just about every group and churches, we know that they've been quite active in different churches as well. Therefore, you're not sure exactly who you can trust. Therefore, if you're going to do something, you're going to have to pretty much do it quietly and on your own. The question is, of course, who do you target? Who do you go after? Do you go after low-level bureaucrats? Do you try to go after high-level bureaucrats who have protection? You know, that's always the issue. You know, who is the person causing the problem?
Okay, Tim?
Well, my answer has always been. So I would suggest people look up, just Google the words leaderless resistance and read the material that comes up and that's available on that.
I couldn't agree more with Tim, because what I've always said is that you have to be your own hero. You have to be your own, an army of one, or your own hero. You don't look at some so-called patriot celebrity leader and say, oh, I'm going to follow that person. That person has the answers. You have to do it yourself. I think Sherry knows that. I think she's expressed that people have
Sherry's a hero. There's no question about that.
But she's also doing it for herself.
Yes.
I'm doing it for my children.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Tim, I appreciate your input. I'm going to have to
ease up these
phone lines. I got loaded lines, buddy, and I want to thank you again for shotgunning for me, okay?
You're welcome.
I appreciate your input. Okay, I'm going to go to Bill, then Jerry, then Dan. Bill's up first. I'll get to Jerry and Dan after the break. Bill in Idaho, you're on with Barbara and Sherry. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, it's an honor. I would just mention that obviously we are all individual armies of one. We go to the sounds of the battle, some of us for a longer period of time. But nonetheless, each and every individual, as the ladies have pointed out and demonstrated for the young and the old patriot community, are that army of one in their particular area of expertise. However, if each and every individual that is listening or that would cause people to listen would understand that they have the same capability, the same strength, and the same spirit that is given to each and every one of them by that sovereign God that would warrant that contract,
Amen.
Okay, Bill, I got to stop you. We got to go to a break. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and the callers. I'll get to you when we get back. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. The American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, and my shotgun riding guest, Sherry Jackson, along with Barbara in New York. And Bill, are you still with us?
Yes, sir, I am. Can you hear me?
Go ahead and finish up real quick. Yeah, I got a loaded line, so go ahead.
Yeah, I understand. Everybody's got loaded lines and busy. All I'm suggesting is the ladies are oh so right, and if everybody would take an opportunity to strike a blow for liberty, they would ask very plainly in a registered letter to have the public record of all the letters of cooperation that all the state and federal agencies and entities have signed. Mr. Ralph Wetterout on this station has made a very compelling case for getting all that documentation, because those are all the mechanisms that they fund all this Nazism with. I would thank your guest both. We remember that the Republic would not have been formed without the women in the church communities actively involved. And if the CIA or ex-CIA would make contact, the board's got the number. I appreciate it so much. Take
thank
care.
You, Bill. I appreciate the call. And by the way, I have been in touch with Ralph Winterose. So, okay, we're going to move on. We're going to go to Jerry in Ohio first, then Dan in Texas next. Jerry, go ahead. You're on with Michael, Sherry, and Barbara. Go ahead.
Hi-Tech 47460 at bluemarble.net. Michael, I wish instead of calling it dirty laundry, you would research your guests, and I wish people would note who ran from the debate here after saying that they wished that somebody would stand up and talk to them. It was
Stop a minute, Jerry. She's not my guest. She called in, and I've allowed her to stay on. Okay, I really don't know what's going on with this whole hubbub behind the scenes, okay? Maybe you'd like to call me and give me your version of it. I don't care, you know. But, you know, I just don't know that it's airworthy, Jerry. So thank you for the call, and if you want to give your contact information off the air, I'll be happy to get in touch with you, okay?
All right, well, who do I call?
Just stay on the line, and I will have my board operator, Manny, get your contact information, okay? And I'll call you. All right? Okay, let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on with Michael, Barbara, and Sherry. Go ahead.
Yeah, great show. I got to start taking time off. Miss you guys more often. I'd like to, my input would be that to save what's left of our country and get it all back, the answer is really not violence. The answer is a petition. The First Amendment of the Constitution, and I'm not the genius that found this out, but some of the constitutional lawyers were blabbing on a talk show, and they said what's left is to use the Constitution. The Articles are so inspired by God, obviously, that they actually have a solution where you use right to petition the government, so when the thugs take over the White House, the Senate, and the Supreme Court and everything, what petition is scum, and then you can beat them because the petition overrules all those guys. And you see, like, there's one, I started one called closetheborderNow.com, and it's not very good. I'm not a website designer. I've gotten several thousand responses by talking on talk shows. But if you would start one, take mine, I can give it to you. And that's the answer. The answer is violence. My God, I went to the police academy. It was free for veterans. And the U.S. Marshal's Office for over 20 years now has been specifically recruiting guys who will agree to kick your door in 2 o'clock in the morning and take your guns. They give you this paper when you graduate from the police department before you get your degree, by my dad, before you go to the stage and get your diploma. And you sign this paper, and all it has is a big square for S and a big square for no. And they say, if the federal government decides they're going to let you have guns anymore in this country, are you willing to go to people's houses and kick them in the bed, kick their wife in the floor? No, I couldn't exaggerate this. And take their guns away from them. Violently. And fist fights, whatever it takes, with their handcuffs and all this stuff. And so we're not going to win with guns. They're ready to cut our throats and make our children orphans. And they're looking forward. They're sorting people out. The U.S. Marshals have sorted people out now to do this. And then the only possible answer left is to write a petition. And I wish you'd check out my idea, and you can have my website right now if you think you can do something with it.
Well, go ahead. Give it out.
Well, I mean, www.closetheborderNow.com. It's gotten several thousand responses. And right now it's being blackballed by Yahoo. I'm going to have to put it through Google or something. I guess it got going too strong. It's on the RBN website under the web links. But if you go there, it's all like not available and all this, you know, bull, which isn't true. It is available. I'm still paying for it. I don't know what changed. But anyway, I mean, I'm not praising my website. In fact, it's dirt. Cause I'm not a website designer. But I'm trying to get the idea across that someone who's as powerful as you guys are took it or start your website. The petition's the answer. It's the only answer. According to these constitutional lawyers, this is the only chance we've gotten. It's a terrific chance. And some guys try to say, well, who's going to arrest the president? Well, you bet your boots if enough people sign that blipping petition. There's plenty of law enforcement guys out there that are all for the Constitution. Hate to scum and run our country now. And well, that's the only answer there is, according to these constitutional lawyers.
Okay, so you're talking about a petition, but Bob Schultz, We the People, right to redress was denied by the Supreme Court. That was a petition, was it not?
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to say if you make it public, instead of making the secret ballot, people vote, put their names there, and they put down their address, the fact they're voting. Once you've got an overwhelming number of people to do it, we can, you know, pee all over the Supreme Court. They have no power over the right to petition. It supersedes everything, the House, the White House, the Senate, the Congress. It supersedes the Supreme Court scum. You've got them outnumbered. If you get enough signatures, which isn't ridiculous to think could happen. People are getting pretty ticked off about our country being demolished. You know, the Supreme Court won't have any choice. This overrides the Supreme Court. The hell with those scum, too. Just a matter of pure numbers.
Which I don't think is unlikely.
I got 2,000 signatures. I've been trying very hard. I don't have any money for advertising. He's talking to guys like you in talk shows and wham, over and over. I mean, like 3 months, I've gotten 2,000 signatures. I don't know what I'm doing. But someone like you took it, I bet you can make it work.
Well, I'll take a look at it.
Well, there's nothing there now. It's been blackballed by whoever the powers would be. I mean, I'll try to get it back. I'll make a copy of it or something.
I don't know. It's not where now, Dan. It's not on what? On RBN? It's not where? What are you talking about?
www.closingwordnow.com, it says unavailable, which is a bunch of bull because it was available until a few weeks ago. I'm still paying for it, but Yahoo's blackballed it. But it's working.
Okay. I mean, Sherry, Barbara, any comment?
I'll say one night it's not working.
All right. Well,
Michael, I actually don't have a comment because I didn't really get a clear understanding of precisely what he was talking about. So I'll just pass on that.
He's talking about a petition, I believe, to Dan, to have these people in high public offices get enough petitions to have them thrown out of office?
Oh, yeah. Take our country back. That's the whole point. The right petition to government supersedes everything. The screwball president we've got and all the other scum. It overrides everybody. The Supreme Court can't knock it down because it overrides the Supreme Court, the right to petition the government. But, of course, we got what, how many millions of citizens we got? If 50% of them plus one does it, wham, it's all over. I mean, people are ticked off and scared enough now to do something about it. I got 2,000 signatures. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So, I mean, sure, if someone had time and money like you guys and numbers.
Well, I don't know that we do have the time and the money. I mean, you know.
Well, I don't have any money. I can tell you that right now. They drove me into financial destitution.
I mean, I just can't design a website. What? $500 for a website? I'm too broke to do that. I mean, but it was working when I had it going, and then Yahoo got told Yahoo to make it a blank screen. If you go there, you'll see it. It's been like it's not available. It's absurd.
Well,
it's been available
Dan, I know there's a website called Petition to Abolish the Government of the USA. Does that have anything to do with you?
The Constitution is what we want. We want to abolish the scum and took over.
No, I understand that.
I'd like to make one comment.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. Let me reference the petition that was put out by David, Elaine Brown's son. And
yes.
It's on the website, the Quest for a Fair Trial. Now, I was one of the first people to sign that petition, and I was so disgusted, absolutely disgusted, when I saw, this is months ago now, I was so disgusted that to date, there are less than 2,000 signatures on the petition. I think number one that people are unfortunately afraid to sign an online petition because now I'm going to get on their list. All right.
Another thing, Barbara, one of the other reasons that I've been given in situations like this is that a lot of the people that I talk with are finished asking government people to straighten themselves out. They tell me it's like asking the fox that's on top of the hen house.
Sure.
Stop eating up the hen.
Well, you know what? I couldn't agree with you more, Sherry. And actually, I personally gave up on that approach many years ago.
Well, I think that's why these petitions are not being signed. More so, you know, not the people a lot of people are apathetic, but those that aren't are just saying, I'm done asking, like with Bob Schultz and We the People Foundation. This thing's going all the way to the Supreme Court, and they decided, no, the government does not have to answer the questions of the people. At that point, everybody said, okay, so we're not to go to government.
But it's
all
so
they
important.
Want you to do is shut up and pay. Shut up and pay. Resistance is futile. Shut up and pay. Shut up and take our shots. You can't have any more vitamins. Shut up and pay. So
where do
we go from there?
The fact is that the very fact that you stood up, and the comment that I made before, I think maybe you heard it wrong, because what I really meant is, you are doing it as an individual. You're doing it for your children. I'm certainly doing it. I have a grandchild that was born in 2006. I'm doing it for my grandchild at this point, all right? It's the matter that you're getting up and speaking. You're not being intimidated. No matter what they do, you have to keep standing up, and you have to speak up against the tyranny.
Right. One of the things that I was thinking, what if everybody got together in at least in their community, it's to start, and get the Freedom to Fascism movie to all the college campuses. There's about six or seven college campuses in my area, and at one point or another, I was trying to get, you know, the movie, get massive copies of the movie and take them over to the student center and say, free movie, you need to look at this. And it kind of fell apart because, you know, I didn't have enough people to get together, and to do something like that, you have to contact the student government president, the student government, and make sure that it's you get permission to put things in the student center, because you just can't, either you can stand on campus and pass them out, or you can get permission, which is smarter, to put, you know, a little booth or something up in the student center and have these movies just sitting there and continue to maybe go once a week to replenish them.
Well, yes, and also you can tell people, as I do, about RBN. RBN is my favorite radio station. I listen every single day, and you can tell people, if you want to hear what's really going on, there's many good talk show hosts. You got Charles Giuliani, you have Mike Herzog, John Stadtmiller, just excellent, excellent, truthful, accurate information, and they air the big cases. They aired your case. They covered all the Ed and Elaine Brown case and so on and so forth. People just need to be able to hear the truth before they're going to take any action.
Right. People are so confused now. So
Dan, are you still there? Did Dan drop off? Okay.
Since we have the right to petition the government,
Dan, you're breaking up.
Oh, sorry.
Hello? That's
yeah,
okay.
Still there?
Go ahead. I'm still here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to say, I'm not trying to wave, you know, my flag. I'm saying these constitutional lawyers on the talk show said that the only chance we have left is the right to petition the government. Is that or nothing? We're not going to take it back violently. We'll get slaughtered in the streets. We're not going to win any elections because we can't run a decent guy for election. And they said all that's left is the First Amendment of the Constitution, which is glorious. It's magnificent. It's the answer. Our forefathers were so unbelievably wise that they put it there for that reason. It's never been used, but it's there. And the Supreme Court can't kick it down because it overrides the Supreme Court. It's the right to petition the government, appeal on the Supreme Court, and all the rest of them. Mm-hmm. But I just might get the numbers, and I think I could get the numbers because
well,
I got 2,000
and 3
months.
But, Dan, when you say that,
know
you know, it goes beyond the Supreme Court, Bob Schultz did just that, and the Supreme Court turned it down.
Well, yeah, if you get enough numbers, there's law enforcement agents out there that would be willing to arrest the guys in the Supreme Court and the president and everybody else. They go put handcuffs on them, haul them like a bunch of bank robbing thugs they are. It's a matter of getting enough number of people to sign the petition. There are plenty
well, wait,
of cops.
Dan, let me stop you for a minute. Let me ask you. Who specifically, if we have enough numbers, is going to go out and arrest the Supreme Court, the president, and all these other people? Who would do that?
Somebody with a badge. Doesn't take any brain, just a pair of handcuffs and the guts to do it. I mean, they could do it. They had the numbers because they're legally
well,
right.
There's your key issue. There's your key issue right there. I'm not saying that it's not feasible to do. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, in this particular predicament in which we find ourselves as a nation, as the Patriot movement is, trying to get our constitutional republic back, I've seen, and I've followed Bob Schultz, I've seen them try. I've seen them collect. How many names, Sherry, did they collect? Hundreds of thousands of them, you know, and it did no good. I'm not saying that your idea does not have validity to it. I'm just trying to figure out who it would be that would have the guts.
Well, it wouldn't take anybody that much guts. Jane Buchanan was arrested for being a drunk driver, I think, when cars first started rolling. So the president has been arrested before and handcuffed. So it wouldn't be like I'm the first guy that did it, you know, whoever does it. I mean, that's a piece of cake, in my opinion. Just have people make their signatures where it's not a secret thing, and we get like an overwhelming majority of the citizens of this country to do it. And you'd be amazed how many Mexicans would vote for it. A lot of Mexicans here in Houston that are citizens, that are tired of Mexicans coming up here. They're sitting on the street corners out begging for food and water and for jobs. They're destroying our country. I mean, you know, and enough people are getting sick of it, now they're willing to stand up and do something about it, and that's the only way to do something about it.
I agree with you, sir, but getting, you know, this has been our agenda all along is to get enough people awake and educated to do something about it, and that's easier said than done. Listen, I got to run, Dan. I appreciate your input. I'll talk to you more about it, okay, and we'll see if something can get done about it.
Yeah.
Sherry, Barbara, I mean, you know, the guy's got a point, but Sherry, as you know, and Barbara, I'm sure you do as well, is that I've seen these things come and go. And
yeah.
It just seems like it, you know, they fall by the wayside because nobody up there wants to listen. And he's right about the fact that we need numbers, just like Stadtmiller says, we need more boots on the ground. But isn't this, in essence, the case that what we're trying to do right now?
Yes, is
wake these people up and get the boots on the ground, and that's easier said than done.
Yeah, but I think we need to get to the kids at the colleges. I really do. And I looked at the South African Revolution. And it was the children. I mean, little children, 12, 13-year-olds. So we can't go that low because somebody might accuse us of, these people aren't emancipated yet. But at the college level, we can teach these kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, listen, Barbara, I want to thank you so much for spending some time with us today, okay?
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Did you give Manny your contact information
off
the air?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, dear. And I will be in touch with you, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
All right. Sherry, it's been an interesting day. I mean, I certainly didn't expect this. I had 30 minutes with Judge Napolitano, and I thought maybe we'd get a lot of input on you know, his thoughts and what some of the things that he'd put in the book, plus the reviews, and it just turned into a, well, turned into something different, didn't it?
Well, people are concerned. People want some answers. People want some solutions. It's all over the country. I don't know, you know, the stock market's going down. People are losing their houses, and people want to know. People want some answers, and so wherever there's some credible people talking about answers, then you're going to get.
You know,
kind
it's
of
interesting.
Answers.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that because I just got a email from my friend Marilyn Barnwell, who I've had on my show a couple of times. She's a former banker, and she says a friend of hers just came back from the Grand Junction Wachovia Bank with his $10,000 CD had matured. He wanted to take the money out of the bank to pay off his mortgage. They did not have the money to give him. The teller wrote him a note promising that the money would be in the bank next Tuesday, and so Marilyn advised him to go to another national but small bank in town, open a CD, and tell him to wire transfer the funds from the other bank to the CD. They may be so cash poor they're denying individual clients access to their money. This is serious. Mm-hmm. All right, tell you what, we got to take a break. We'll be back for the final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest riding shotgun, Sherry Jackson. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right. right, folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, and my special shotgun writing guest, Sherry Jackson. And, Sherry, we're not backing down. Okay, we're going all the way to the hilt with this. And, all
righty.
We've got, I'll tell you what I'd like for you to do. You know, we're both going down the same path here, and I'd like to keep you to keep me abreast of how you're proceeding with this, because with this last thing I got from the Internal Revenue Service, I mean, it just blows me away that they can't even follow through with what they're saying under color of law that they're doing, if that makes any sense. They go up to a certain point, they turn it over to somebody else, they throw their hands up in the air, the person that gets the file has no idea, the other person's already been through it, and it's just like it's almost like a game of musical chairs, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And this goes all the way from square one. If they can't intimidate you at base level, they continue to escalate it all the way up through the court system, and with you, and you're a shining example of heroism in this, where you've stood up to the plate and said enough is enough. They convict you, and they bring five IRS agents up on a stand to lie about it. You catch them in that act. You turn around and petition for a motion for a new trial, and they won't even answer you, for
right.
crying out loud.
Right.
I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the nation as a whole, Sherry, is very unsettled. The numbers on RBN, and I thank the listening audience, are going up exponentially. People are waking up. I just hope that it's not too little, too late.
Right.
But we've got to keep plugging away, Sherry.
Right.
You know, the audience has to keep plugging away. Keep inviting these people to come in. Get some bumper stickers. Go out and pass out freedom to fascism. Give them some pamphlets, folks, because, you know, we don't have a lot of time here. Even Judge Napolitano wrote on page 191 of his book, or 179, Ron Paul. He said without saying that Ron Paul basically is the only hope. We vote for anybody else, and it's going to be more of the same, but it's going to be worse.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Sherry. Hey, I really appreciate you coming on today. It was a good show.
Well, thanks a lot.
And I'll be in touch with you. I really am curious about staying up to speed on what's going on there. Okay,
great. And keep up the fight.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Sherry Jackson, folks. What a show today. I mean, you know, I had a little bit of everything. and folks, I want to apologize. You know, I'm not one. I don't want to get – I don't know what's going on here between this Larry Lawson guy and Barbara Hartwell. I don't know. I'm going to contact both of them for their respective stories when I get off the air, and I'm going to try to, you know, kind of go behind the scenes and figure out what's going on. I'm not opposed to debates. I really don't know what the substantive matter would be over it, but I am going to take the time to get to the bottom of it in case any of you are interested, and I may report on it later. At any rate, I want to remind you guys, and by the way, I forgot to plug my sponsors today, and I want to remind you, Cartivite, I take it every day, three times a day. Call my buddy Don Wiskin, 877-928-8822. Tell him I told you to call. Again, that's 877-928-8822. And also John Onesti, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, IRAs, 401ks, gold, silver, anything that you want to talk about moving around, okay, you want to call John, and that's 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. Laid-back guy. Both of those guys are great to deal with. And remember, folks, I don't sponsor anybody on the air. I don't talk about their products. I don't try to push their products unless I've taken them, unless I've used their services, unless I believe in them. And Don Wiskin's Cartivite is a great product. Now, there's another one I was sent, and as a lot of you might know, I've Lametco International, the Coral Calcium, I've taken that, and that seems to work okay. There's another product that they're sending me. It's a weight loss product, so for those of you who are overweight, I'm going to try it first. I'm going to tell you how it works, and I may just start pushing that one as well. I'll be back tomorrow for another edition. I'll have Tom, the guy that sings that goofy song on RBN, so another day, another dollar, and I'm going to give you the remedy for that we own ourselves, or does somebody else own us? See you later, guys. Have a good one. Bye.